The HSE Health Passport is effectively a communication tool for people with intellectual disability when accessing healthcare settings. And it describes the uniqueness of that individual, be it their medications that they're on and how they may take them, how they communicate, all about their history, who they live with, and what's unique to them and special to them, and what will help the healthcare professional to communicate them with them in a more effective way.
Can you tell me, how do you go about getting a HSE Health Passport?
Okay, so I suppose we have, in the Northwest, we have a supply that we are issuing out to the services here in the Northwest. And Mr. John Hayes, who is the Chief Officer of CHO1, has made a commitment to embed the HSE Passport within residential services across CHO1. And there is plan for a wider rollout of the HSE Health Passport. But should anybody wish to get their hands on the passport fairly soon, I can supply that to them. And I can leave my details with you so that they can contact me directly.
Is it just for people with intellectual disabilities?
Well, primarily and initially, the passport was designed for people with intellectual disabilities. But in recent times, we've been contacted by mental health services, the long-term conditions team, children with complex needs. We've been contacted by institutions outside of the Northwest as well, and about the applicability and the transferability of this particular passport across other disciplines. So initially, yes, it's for people with intellectual disabilities, but the transferability of this document has definitely got huge potential.